This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Nearly a week after the aborted mutiny in Russia by Wagner Group mercenaries and their leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, many observers say the events of the last week have weakened Russian President Vladimir Putin. Kennan Institute on Russian Studies director William Pomerantz told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program whether that's true or not, Putin will be taking steps to reassert his strength.
What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. Ukraine is fighting for their life. We are giving them as much help as you.
I apologize. That was the wrong recording. Pardon my. A sharply divided Supreme Court Friday effectively killed President Joe Biden's $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts of Americans. The 6-3 decision, with conservative justices in the majority, said Biden administration had overstepped its authority with the plan and leaves borrowers on the hook to begin repayments later this year. Responding at the White House, Biden said he's offering a new program designed to ease borrowers' threat of default if they fall behind over the next year.